from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, hey there, kids. How are you? Kevin McCullough, glad to be back with you on a very big Saturday night. We've got a huge night tonight. Monica Crowley, Sean Spicer, former Second Lady Lynn Cheney, Charmaine Ghost. Mr. O'Keefe is back with us from Project Veritas, and we've also got Sissy Graham Lynch, one of my favorite people on planet Earth. They're all lined up to be with us tonight in one way or another, and we are welcoming you into a very big episode of Radio Night Live. Why is it so big? Well, it happens to be the first week that we are live since my map went viral on Wednesday. And if you're joining us on Twitter, on Periscope, on the stream tonight, and there are hundreds of you jumping into the stream right now, I just want to say thank you. You've added to our ranks by nearly 30,000 in the last 3.5 days, and I just feel humbled and honored and grateful for your following us. And I'm going to try to I make a few promises to the people that either listen to my shows or follow me on social media, and one of them is I will do my best to always tell you the exact truth as I know it. If I get corrected about something, I will always go back and make that right. No one in journalism, no one in media ever gets it right 100% of the time, but we do our best to be accurate. That map that I released this week, it is the first of what will be probably several. As we get closer to November 3rd, we're going to do our best to tell you what I think is going to happen on that night. And guess what, friends? It does not match up with what the rest of the media is saying. Just today, so many more stories about why the polls seem so dissonant from the American people. The polls saying Biden up 14, Biden up 16, Biden up this and that. And then you look at actual news stories where, and there was one I found on social media just before I came to the studio. Big rally in Yuma, Arizona today that the Biden bus pulled into. There were like 12 people in a parking lot. Every one of them had a sign, and they took a nice picture outside the bus, but that was it. It doesn't make any sense. And that's going to get worse as long as Joe Biden continues his current path of evasion on one of the most important issues in the election, and that has to do with the Supreme Court. Now, I want to play for you two interesting little bits of video here if I get the thumbs up from our video operator, because there's two pieces of video today that I think are stunning for an American voting populace to hear. First, this interaction with a reporter that he had late yesterday. Take a look.
Before that, we had a chance to interview Biden one-on-one and ask him if he plans to pack the Supreme Court with more justices if he wins. Here was that exchange.
Sir, I've got to ask you about packing the courts, and I know that you said yesterday you aren't going to answer the question until after the election, but this is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't. I'm not going to play
the tape. Stop the tape. He's not going to play this game. Did you see what he did in one answer with two different statements to a very direct question? The reporter says, my viewers are asking this question. They want to know. The first thing he does is diminish the value of those viewers. So he says, those are probably just Republicans. I'm sorry. I don't know. I get people writing me all the time. I don't know what their political affiliation is. What we try to do, if you write me, is I just try to give you the answer. I can't understand why someone who's asking to serve the people of the United States would say, well, you know, not Republicans. If you're the Democrat, isn't your message you're going to try to bring everyone together? You're going to try to represent everybody? You're going to try to fight for the constitutional applicational rights for everyone? When did we start chopping things up into bits? But then the second part of that is the part that's really, really troublesome, because then the reporter says, well, don't they deserve to know? And without skipping a beat, Joe Biden says, no, they don't deserve to know? 888-340-3373. I'm going to take a simple poll tonight on the air. I'm going to log it. If you make it on the air, you're going to get registered in the poll. I'm going to publish it tomorrow. Do you deserve to know his position on any of the major campaign issues, not just court packing, but do you deserve to know his position? He said just the day before this interchange that we had today, just before that one yesterday, he said, well, wait until I'm elected and then I'll tell you what I believe about court packing. Now, he's also doing something else in this, and the second piece of video I want you to see is exemplary of what he's now adapting as a new strategy about the court packing issue on the trail. Play that that second cut.
Look, the only court packing going on right now is going on with Republicans packing the court now. It's not constitutional what they're doing. We should be focused on what's happening right now. And the fact is that the only packing going on is this court is being packed now.
All right, stop the tape there. He said it twice, and it's completely false. He said the only packing that's going on in the court is what's happening now. Friends, that's a lie. That's a flat-out lie. Now, if that hurts your feelings, I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I was told recently by an old friend that I used to be very scary. I'm trying not to be as scary anymore these days. But I can't sit here and just let that go past. What the president is engaged in currently, replacing the vacancy by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is constitutional. It's constitutional in how it's applied. The president is the president until the end of his term, which is January 20th of next year. No time at any time in the modern era or in the history of the United States has a party held both the Senate and the presidency that they didn't put the nominee through. Every time the Senate and the presidency have been held by opposite parties, the nominee in an election year hasn't gone through. So in 18, you had the last go around in 16, you had the presidency and you had the Senate. One was Democrat, one was Republican. They didn't get the nominee through. In this year, you have the Senate and the presidency, both Republican. The nominee goes through. That's the way it's always been. Every historical precedent, 10 times at least on both sides of that. So what he's saying is just not true. But then to say, so that's one level of it. But then to say flat out that the people don't deserve to know whether or not he's going to pack the court, 888-340-3373. I want to know if you believe that you as a voter have the right to know. Do you deserve to know his position on packing the court? And for those of you joining us, you know what packing the court is. It's basically if they get Amy Coney Barrett in, he's saying we're going to come back and we're going to add three more seats to the Supreme Court, and then we're going to have the permanent majority for our side. It would break 150-year precedent to do that. If they win the House and the Senate and the presidency, I suppose that they probably could get away with it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, taking your calls as you dial us up. Guys, did we get a call? Because I don't see any name on the screen. Okay. I thought I heard the phone ring, but I didn't. Wasn't for sure. All right. So it's a simple question. It's not a tough poll. Joe Biden believes you don't have the right to know what his belief is about this issue. Why is that important? Well, what other area of executive activity impacts the life of not just your child, your grandchildren, but maybe generations beyond that, outside the Supreme Court? If you pass laws, they may last for a while until they get struck down. You pass new laws, they may stay for a while until a new group comes in and they write a law that nullifies that law. Those things go back and forth. But when a court makes a ruling, it lasts. And as we have seen, those of us that are pro-life, we've seen that they have devastating consequences when those rulings are bad. Roe v. Wade has taken the life of close to 70 million children since 1973. It's a big deal to mess with the court, especially casually, to talk about, oh, yeah, we'll just shuffle it like a deck of cards and do whatever we want to just get the way we want. It breaks precedent. It breaks standard rule. But that's all beside the fact. He believes fundamentally he's not accountable to you, that you don't have the right to know his opinion on what could be one of the most formative issues in the coming term of president. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Eric calling from AM 1380 in California tonight. Eric, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi. I agree with you. I want to know what Biden thinks about packing the court, and I want to know also why he called it unconstitutional, what the Republicans are doing, when, like you just pointed out, it's been done 10 times or more in the past.
Yeah.
It's always the part, you know, that's just open. They're lying.
Well, that's what I think. Eric, thanks for the call. Thanks for calling in. And I've got you down for the first vote tonight. You believe that you do have the right to know. Friends, it's simple. 888-340-3373. We've got Sean Spicer joining me. We've got a big show. Stay with us.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Of all the boys of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Earlier this week, of course, the vice presidents, the candidates at least, went into debate mode, and they had a little bit of fun at each other's expense. One of them smirking and sneering the whole time. The other trying to be the gentleman that he's known to be, but had to still speak very strongly about a couple of things. And I had a chance the very next day to sit down with Sean Spicer, who is the former press secretary for the Trump White House. And I wanted to get his take on exactly what he felt about how the two sides performed. And that's what I asked him. What did you see, Sean?
I think, look, so first of all, I think both sides kind of did what they had to do with their respective bases. That being said, I think the vice president crushed it. He was cool, calm, collective. He was informed. He was strategic. He had great lines that he brought out at the right time that showed the contrast between them. He pressed her when appropriate. He called on the moderator when that was appropriate. His demeanor was perfect. I think if you're a conservative, you couldn't be more prouder of how he handled himself last night.
Yeah, and Sean, from your days on the trail, do debates move the needle at all? And is there anything different about the COVID era that we're in, and even the age of these two guys? If they take the oath, either one of them will be the oldest president to be sworn in. That made last night's debate a little more important.
It's a great question, Kevin. It should be more important. It should be something that voters are starting to think of, because you're right. I mean, you got two guys in their 70s. One currently has COVID, although he's recovering unbelievably. I spoke to the president last night, and when he says that he feels 20 years younger, he actually sounds 20 years younger, too. I think it should. I just don't know how much it will. I think that right now, this election is pretty much just coming down to whether or not you like Donald Trump or not. I mean, they could take Joe Biden off the ballot and replace him with anybody, and you probably get the same outcome. So it is not a Trump versus Biden race so much as it is it's Trump versus Trump. And if you like Trump, you're going forward. If you don't, you're not going to vote for him. But no one's attracted to Joe Biden right now. It's not like he has some compelling thing. He's flip-flopped on countless issues. He's been on the side of numerous of the same issue last night. You just played the thing on taxes. But we saw this with the Green New Deal, where even the moderator, Susan Page, called him out and said, it's on your website, like now. And it's embarrassing. I don't think that it's going to make that much of a difference, because where we are politically speaking, most people know who they're supporting and why.
Right.
And so it might have fired up some people. What I said last night after the debate was that, you know, people, I think Mike Pence may have reassured some Republican people that were on the fence that, you know, hey, this is what's at stake. He really made the case. And so from that standpoint, I think he could have helped some of the low propensity voters or some of the on the fence voters that were thinking of voting for Trump, but, you know, had some issue with his tone or his tenure or whatever. So from that standpoint, I think it was helpful.
Well, and let me ask you this. So coming out of that last night, of course, the Commission on Debates this morning tried to, pull a fast one and say next one's going to be on Zoom. And, of course, that accomplishes more than one problem solved for Biden. They can not only get a mute button on the president, but then you can also let him have his teleprompter and his aides and everything else in the room, you know, if they're doing it from their office with their laptop. I also think half the time it would be spent with the moderator saying, no, Mr. Vice President, that's the leave button. No, don't go. Oh, come on back. No, it's the unmute. We'll take care of it. But all of that fun aside, the president, without even skipping a beat, says, nope, that's stupid. I'm not doing that. And I think that he's right on that. Will there be a next debate between these two?
I don't know. Because, you know, I kind of tend to believe that this was the beginning of a negotiation, that he is going to say, I'm not doing this. And then they're going to say, well, and then they come back and say, well, I mean, because look, the commission did this unilaterally. It did not inform the campaign. It did not ask the campaign. But we know it's favored the Biden campaign. This is what they wanted. So, I mean, everyone can say, well, they didn't talk to them first. But if I know what you want first, it's not like it's going to be a huge problem when I announce something that's in your favor. I just have to believe. I know the president wants to get him back on stage, and so I think that there's a scenario where you could say, "Hey, why don't the two principals get on stage with the moderator and the crowd, if you will? The town hall is conducted by Zoom. That's fine to me. But as long as the people get to see the two candidates interact with themselves, the facial expressions, all that's fine." But if we can't see them together, then there's really no point. Then it's like a TV interview.
Yeah, well, and that's the complaint about these debates so far, is that the moderators have been far too present and have made way too much of an impact in terms of the feel of the outcome of the thing. And I'm curious your thoughts on that. Would you prefer to see a little more freewheeling back and forth? Or do you like this timed control thing where they're saying, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, we've got to move along, we've got to move along?
Well, I think the moderator, the less of a role the moderator plays, the better. So I think, you know, if it has to be time, if it says, okay, we're going to talk about taxes and the economy for 10 minutes, have at it. And then after 10 minutes, we say, okay, we're going to move to national defense or something. I'm fine with that. I think the less role, active role that the moderator plays, the better. They shouldn't be there to do this. And if these guys can't handle it, you know, mixing it up with themselves, then they're not going to be able to handle being on stage with, you know, dictators and tyrants and things like that.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you can't take a little bit from President Trump on the debate stage, how are you going to handle Kim Jong-un or, you know, Premier Xi or whoever else that you're dealing with at the time?
Right, exactly. But, you know, the funny part is you mentioned that my book, Leading America, comes out on Tuesday. And part of the reason that I wrote this is that, you know, it is what the president's been able to do in these 3.5+ years and what's at stake. And because I think you saw it last night in this debate. And I lay this out in the book because you've got Hollywood, big tech, corporate America, academia, all of these forces urging to the left. And I think that, you know, given their, if they're gone unchecked, and that's what it would be with Biden and Harris and then a Democratic Senate, et cetera. And when that happens, Katie barred the door on any kind of conservative values that you might think will still be around.
I don't think you can dispute what the former press secretary said there. His book is called Leading America. Sean Spicer spoke with me this week right after the vice presidential debate. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us and expecting some more of your calls coming up. 888-340-3373. Later this hour, James O'Keefe rejoins us to give us an inside look at actual vote fraud that's taking place in Minnesota. They found 300 ballots of senior citizens all in one person's car. You have to hear the actual story from James to get it. Anyway, that's coming up, but we're taking more of your calls next. 888-340-3373. Joe Biden says you don't deserve to know his position on packing the courts. Do you agree with that? Taking a poll. 888-340-3373. Coming right back live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in.
Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her clients' budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500, or online at Lord's Diamonds. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575, or visit Landmark. One of my favorite views of Lower Manhattan. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us live from New York tonight. And even though our city is struggling with the crime and the riots and everything else, there's still a certain degree of poetry that my heart feels when I see that shot. So thanks to the crew for getting me in the right frame of mind there. Hey, we're taking your calls. Joe Biden was asked by a reporter earlier today, and this is what he said about your rights to know his position on whether or not he will pack the court. In other words, try to add all these extra Supreme Court justices just so that they can have the majority. Take a listen to what he said.
I've got to ask you about packing the courts, and I know that you said yesterday you aren't going to answer the question until after the election, but this is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't deserve. I'm not going to play his game.
All right, so that's it. He's not going to play his game, whoever's game he's talking about, probably Trump. And he's saying, no, the voters don't deserve to know. He had just said a couple of days ago after the election he would tell us what his position on all of it was. I wasn't satisfied with that as a voter. I want to know the clear understanding of where what your position is. Then I can hold it in contrast with the other candidates, and I can pick the candidate that has the position that it's closest to mine. 888-340-3373. I'm taking your calls to see what you think about it and how you feel about it. Let's go to line one. Gloria is watching in Indiana tonight on social media. Hey, Gloria, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Thank you.
What's your take on Mr. Biden?
Well, I think that he needs to let us know. We will be employing him. The Democrats think that they should know about Trump's taxes, but they think we shouldn't know about Biden's plans to pack the court, which affects us more than Trump's taxes ever would. And I just think he's hiding the whole thing, and I think he plans to pack the court.
Well, he certainly could be very simple to to just say no. I mean, if that's not your intent,
I
just
don't
to
believe
say.
He's, right. I don't believe it's not his intention. I believe it is his intention.
Yeah. All right. Gloria, thanks for your vote. I've got you marked as someone who feels like she does deserve to know. And I think you're right. Let's go to line two. Mike is in Maryland. By the way, you want to join the phone calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Mike is joining us from Maryland tonight. We haven't had a call from Maryland in quite a while. Mike, congratulations. You broke through. Welcome to Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm in Maryland, but I'm a Tennessee native, so that's, I guess, that's why, where my views come from. But yeah, I think Joe Biden, what he said, voters don't deserve to know. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. Voters do deserve to know. We're the ones casting our vote.
Well, and I like what Gloria said. He's kind of in the middle of a job interview right now, right? I mean, this is asking us to hire him.
Yep, exactly.
Generally, you do better in job interviews if you're candid about things. I mean,
exactly, and that's for the highest office in the land.
Yeah, and by far one of the greatest responsibilities. You know what's interesting about that, Mike? And thank you for the call. I'll let you go. Thanks for listening and telling your friends to listen. I heard for the first time this week that when Barack Obama was getting ready to take out what was his name, the Al Qaeda leader. Help me out. Bin Laden. Yeah, Bin Laden. It came back to me. When Obama was getting ready to take out Bin Laden, and they had the intelligence, and they were in the Situation Room, and they had planned the operation, he went around the table and he asked everybody in the room, "Are we ready to do this?" Do you know who the only person in the room that voted against taking out Osama bin Laden? It was Joe Biden. I mean, I find it incredible that he wants to be the commander in chief. And look, I didn't agree with a bunch of stuff Obama did. I wrote a whole book about it. It was my best selling book ever. But I liked that. I thought that was a no brainer. I thought Americans, yeah, let's go get the terrorists that, you know, killed all of our people. Landed the helicopters, got in there, got him, buried him at sea. I mean, we took care of it, you know, nice and clean. Joe Biden sitting there going, "Come on, man. No, we're not doing that." And now he won't tell us about what his ideas about the court should be. And that would defy, if he did try to pack the court. And in fact, I think historically the last president that brought this up was FDR in the World War II years. And he had a majority in both houses. And of course, he was the president. And even he got his hand slapped when he said, "This is what we should do." I think it would be unwise to break precedent. Let the people decide. Let the people decide the direction of the court as it's been decided for the last number of years and is being decided now. 888-340-3373. But at least, Joe, tell us what your thoughts are. Tell us where you stand on it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Vote fraud's alive in Minnesota. James O'Keefe weighs in. Stay with us.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving. And usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest. And I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Breaking news as it happens is what we do here. And today, if you woke up like a lot of us did and across Twitter, you started seeing new videos from Project Veritas. You knew something was up of significant stature. And it is always a pleasure to bring James O'Keefe back to the show to talk about it. If you're not familiar with Project Veritas, then you need to be listen very carefully for the next few minutes, because what they consistently do is deliver for you news and information that is not given anywhere else. James, it's good to see you. Good to have you back. Thanks for being here. What did you and your team uncover in basically Ilhan Omar's voting district in Minnesota?
Yeah, we uncovered on tape voter fraud, ballot harvesters taking hundreds of ballots, brag about doing illegal activities. And a guy in his car there saying, "I've got hundreds of ballots. Money is king." Taking away the ballots from elderly people in these residential communities in Minneapolis where a lot of these Somalians live. They've been taking advantage of these people, the Somalians. They say they don't care about them. And it's basically an open secret there in Minneapolis. A lot of these people on the videotape are speaking in English and Somali or broken Somali. So we've had to translate the tapes for you. But this is part one of a series of videos that show what Bill Barr and President Trump have said happens. And the media and the FBI says it does not happen. So we're kind of going out against the whole machine, up against the whole system here.
Right.
But we're catching them on tape in the act.
Let's break that down for just a second. James, you've made a career out of exposing things that people never intended to be exposed. Voter fraud has become one of the most contentious things. If you say something about it to a Democrat, they're likely to slap you and walk away. But it does not seem to be a far stretch in a country where the insistence is we won't use voter ID, we won't use forms of accountability when it comes to even in this year sending out ballots. I've been talking on my show the last couple of weeks. Dead voter in New Jersey received a voter registration confirmation that is he hasn't voted in 11 years. Why do you think there is this pushback, particularly you mentioned the FBI, from those that may have been around a long time to not want to acknowledge the degree? 300 votes in that particular district? Could that swing the state for Trump in another?
Well, yeah, I mean, there was the Senate race in 2008 with Al Franken, which I think was decided by under 1,000 votes. So if one video shows a guy in a car with 300 ballots, and you have evidence of these ballots being filled out, they're empty. This is on the video, right?
Right.
We watch the video, the guy's in the car. And so this is a crime. It's certainly a state crime. It's a federal crime. And people should not be doubting this evidence. You asked me a question. Why do I think the FBI is not doing something about it? Why don't people do something about it? Because the director of the FBI, a man named Christopher Wray, stated publicly that there's no fraud. Now, I think it's deeply ironic that a director of a federal bureau of investigation is saying that there's no fraud. Let me tell you that when you have 25% or 25 million ballots going out, there's going to be fraud of a certain magnitude. I mean, perhaps a few tens of thousands of ballots or hundreds of thousands. It's not a question of whether there's going to be fraud. It's a question of how much fraud there's going to be. And frankly, I'm very proud of this organization, Project Veritas, and our reporters, because we essentially have done something the FBI ought to have done themselves.
Well, and in the reality that you guys found this one story with 300 ballots in just one car, James, let me ask you to extrapolate at least on some level, how much worse do you think it is? Now, you have a congressional representative with Ilhan Omar. You even seem to indicate that she's looking the other way on some of this. What's your thought about how widespread this could be?
Well, this is one of the harvesters in the video. We've interviewed him. He's speaking in Somali, and he's talking about how he actually gets paid to vote, and he gets paid by Ilhan Omar. This city council candidate, the most powerful person in Minneapolis there, Jamal Osman, his brother is the harvester in the car. So this is kind of an open secret there in Minneapolis.
So how does it work? Walk us through what they do.
Well, they essentially go up to these residential communities, and in the videotape, they say that they, quote, take the ballots away from the elderly, and they actually pay in exchange for an absentee ballot that they themselves fill out. And a lot of the ballots that you saw in the car are empty, according to a member of the Democratic Farmers and Laborers Party guy that we spoke with. He actually says they were empty.
Just blank.
So it was blank. They fill out these ballots and they give them cash. $200-$300 is about what we've seen. And hint, hint, if you don't believe me, you're going to see more tapes coming out here today or tomorrow. And you'll see, I'm trying to get the journalists and these people to just call me a liar, and then I'll keep releasing more tape, and I'll expose not only that they are not doing their jobs, but they're lying about Project Veritas.
And how far the cover-up goes.
Exactly.
James, for people that want to say thank you for the work that you do, or they want to join your effort, or they want to do something to help the cause, what could my listeners do to help Project Veritas continue to fight this fight?
Well, the number one thing they need to do is we're looking for smoking gun evidence of the fraud. We're not looking for circumstantial evidence or hearsay or people's opinions. So if you're someone who's, say, privy to or close to this fraud happening, and you see it happening, and you want to record it or get our equipment, send us a note at projectveritas.com/brave. That's BRABE. And we will get you the recording devices.
Yeah, from where you guys started to what you're working on now, how far has the Project Veritas web grown? Because you and I have been having these conversations for more than a decade.
Well, when I started talking to you 10 years ago, I was basically alone at my parents' house with a laptop.
Weren't you under house arrest at that time?
Federal probation, yes, for a Class B misdemeanor in New Orleans, which is
for doing your very job. Yeah,
one of the only times anyone has ever been sentenced to that for a misdemeanor.
Wow.
So, I mean, we've come a long way, and we've built quite an organization. We have a lot of undercover reporters. We're always looking for more undercover reporters. We're always looking for good people to work for us. Go to our website, apply to work for us, and help us do this work. Because
all right.
The only way that we're going to be able to change things.
James O'Keefe, keep fighting the good fight, and thanks for your time today. We appreciate
it.
Thank you. All right, Kevin McCullough, we've got a lot more to get to. Thank you for being with us. There is so much that we are trying to stay on top of, as we are just 30 days out from the election, and it has never been as important as it is right now to fight that fight, to stay the course, and to stand strong. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-2-
Visit
busy live shot of Times Square, the Hot Ticks area, if you're familiar with where you go to get your discounted Broadway shows, which, by the way, won't be available until June of next year now. They announced that update today. Calvin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. It's Radio Night Live. 300 radio stations across the country and coast to coast on Biz TV. And now we're streaming on Periscope, sometimes on YouTube, and on Twitter. And if you're joining us tonight at KMC Radio on Periscope or Twitter, you can find us. And you can talk back to us. You can log in messages and do that sort of thing. You can also call the number, 888-340-3373, extension 1 when you call, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Connie in Atlanta watching us on Biz tonight. Connie, welcome. You're on with Calvin McCullough.
Thank you, Kevin. I love your show.
Thank you.
The question that I'm answering is, what could President Trump have done, or what could he do differently than has already been done concerning Corona? And here's my answer to that.
Okay.
I believe he could do a better job in setting an example in wearing masks. And I'd like to explain the reason that I say that.
Quickly. We're short on time. Go ahead.
I have a business in which I do classes for people that have run afoul of the law usually, and they have to spend several hours with me every weekend. We've had three different people that have been positive for Corona in these classes, and I didn't know it until afterwards when they didn't show up. And when I called to find out why they weren't there, they told me that they had Corona. But because I make people wear masks in my classes and wear them correctly, covering their nose, and I wear them too, no one in my classes got Corona. And we all know that masks don't protect the wearer.
Good
they
enough.
Protect everyone around you.
All right, Connie. Good. You made your case. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Yvonne watching on Biz TV in Tampa, Florida tonight. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you so much for some positive input for change on TV.
Thank you.
I've just about quit watching all of it, but I think the media pundits are saying what they would like to see happen to our president, all of which is negative. However, they are underestimating our president and his determination, and I am very proud of him and, like many, many other people, praying for him and his family and his quick recovery.
Well, he's back at work. Like he kicked that thing in 3 days, and he got cleared with the negative test 2 days ago. So he's already back. Let me ask you real quick, Yvonne. We started the show with Joe Biden saying you don't deserve the right to know his idea of court packing. What's your position on that? Do you deserve to know, or do you not deserve to know
about his medical condition?
No, about Joe Biden's position on court packing.
Oh, I don't have an opinion on that.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you much, and thanks for listening every Saturday. I appreciate it. And thanks for your encouragement. We try to be positive. It's not always easy, but we try to. Hey, by the way, an update on our CSI project, trying to liberate 192 slaves by Christmas night. We're at 153, friends. Wow. Thank you. 39 slaves to go. You can help us tonight by calling 888-342-1010. These are human beings that are being kept in torturous and inhumane situations. 888-342-1010. $250 starts a brand new life for that slave. 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough coming back, hour two on the way.